this isn't like an award show where guys get up there and say, you know, I'd like to thank God. But first thing I want to say is that I give all the honor and glory to God because he's truly able. And with him and through him, all things are possible. Obviously, I'm living proof of that. From the swiftness and acceleration of this entire process, you know, my agent said it's nothing short of Disney. Someone may think it's a miracle, but I believe wholeheartedly that all things are possible. You just trust and believe in that man. I feel a little funny standing up here today because, you know, this is such a big deal. Sometimes I try to remove myself from the situation and talk to myself. Hey, I'm a little crazy, but I'm gonna admit that. And say, wow, you know, I have this opportunity. So there are a number of people I have to thank because I always say it's not about me. And everybody who've played a part and helping this person stand before you must and shall be acknowledged. Dr. Gutman, Vincent Price, Craig Carnaroli, and I'd start with, as Mr. Bilski likes to say, the organizational structure of the athletic department, which is headed by himself. That man took an unbelievable risk in making this decision. And I'm forever in debt to him because he probably saw some things in myself that I might not have recognized at the time. And that takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of experience. It takes a lot of trust to be able to tell someone else that you think they can lead a group. And I hope that because we both have, you know, red and blue blood, that helped the process. But before I get into my long list of thank yous, I'll tell a quick story. It's not a joke, all right, guys? We used to always tell jokes before every game until we got our first win and then we stopped. But a long time ago, a young lady by the name of Annie C. Grisham and a young man by the name of J.T. Allen met in Lincoln, Georgia. And they had this young lady who was the middle child of 7 kids. Neither one of them were fairly educated, but they loved one another. And they moved from Lincoln, Georgia to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And they took all 7 kids and they moved into the Frankfurt Projects. So, trying to get back on track. So this young lady, she eventually, you know, grew up and met a young man by the name of Jerome Newble. And They had this kid. I was born into this family some 37 years ago. That wasn't, from a traditional standpoint, well-educated. But they had values that surpassed all of that, in a sense that I tried to preach hard work, respect for one another, and just always be appreciative of the things you have. Those are some of the things I tried to hold on to as I ventured on in life. I brought my grandparents up for this reason, because when you think about the possibilities of things that can be offsprings of the things that you do personally, it's endless possibilities. Some 65 years ago, they probably never would imagine that their grandchild would be standing on this podium today, let alone be able to have the ability to attend this prestigious university. And so many other things that I came encounter with. So that's why I always say to our guys that it's not about me. It's not about them. You go through life, you get caught up in just, you know, everyday struggles and what you have or what you don't have. You tend to just run in place like you're stuck in mud. But the things that they did some 65 years ago was for myself, some of my other cousins or my sister. It wasn't about them. It wasn't about them. I've been thrust in this position of leadership for a number of reasons. Because I wanted to be. Because I asked, because someone else saw certain qualities in me, but it's not about me. No one man, no one person, no one professor, not one team is bigger than this university and all that it represents. I think to a man, especially those of you here that are connected personally to the university, if you take that approach, this place will be a better place. And I'm committed to making sure that as a group, as Coach Gal would say, we leave it better than we found it. Not that I'm looking at an endpoint, but someday I'll be removed from this position, whether it be because he wants another coach or it's my time to be put in the dirt. But I want to use this time to make sure that I give this university its just due, because it means a lot to me. You know, as a staff, you know, we have four different personalities. Mike Martin is the more militant, straightforward, hardworking, working the phones, there at 9, leaving 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever work isn't done, he's not leaving till it gets done. John Gallagher is as John Gallagher. hey, how you doing? But he is by far probably one of the most unique individuals I ever met. On the basketball court, he's been amazing. Vince Curran is the brains. He's the Hannibal and the A-team. You know, he brings it all together. I said he has a big head for a reason, but that's a different story. But, and then there's myself. I can't necessarily describe myself. Only thing I'll say is that I just try to blend in with the crew. But if not for those guys, I probably don't get the opportunity to be standing up here in front of you. Because they were so instrumental in just being strong when I was weak, being informative when I didn't have a clue. And that means a lot to me. Because most men are, you know, their egos are so gigantic till that they're afraid to tell someone else when either A, they don't know something, or B, that they're weak or vulnerable. But I just wanted to try to be the best coworker I possibly could. So I just want to thank those guys for not necessarily helping me, but helping the university. Every time I look out in the audience and I look around, you know, everyone here I need to thank for one reason or another. From Jonathan Wright, most people don't know who he is. But he was a senior who played on the JV team who didn't get the opportunity to try out for the varsity team. But every day we had practice with the JV players, he was there trying to get it done. And that was really my first experience at coaching on a collegiate level. I can keep going around. I'm a little afraid because I don't want to miss anyone, but I just feel as though I'm doing myself a disservice if I don't acknowledge some of the people that need to be acknowledged. Talk about somebody who's like the good and bad of a situation is Dr. Harriet Joseph. She was on my head about school. Always on my head about school. But you know, I love her dearly for that. I keep looking at Alan Bell because I'm saying to myself, I forgot my handkerchief. Forgot my handkerchief. But every day I got dressed for a game, whether it went with the color scheme or not, and my wife would say, they don't go together. I was like, I'm putting this handkerchief in. I remember the first breakfast we had, Vince, myself, and Mr. Rockwell. I kept calling him Mr. Rockwell, Mr. Rockwell, Mr. Rockwell. He said, call me Rick. I said, all right, Mr. Rick, Mr. Rick. And I asked him to speak to the group of guys before we practiced, and he was a little caught off balance. And I'm saying to myself, he's this successful businessman, and this should be nothing. But I felt like a lot of us had ownership in this program, and it was his right to address the group. I got a story for everyone. For everyone. Everyone. And can't tell that story, Curtis Brown. Not today. But again, I want to thank Steve. I know I said it earlier. But I want to thank him again. Because he didn't have to do it. And all the great things he stood up here and said, you know, I'm not believing of all of them completely, not because I don't believe the words that came out of his mouth, but I'm just so humbled and appreciative of the opportunity to refuse to allow myself to bask in the glory. We have a lot of work ahead of us. And I'm up for the challenge. Harry Rosenberg, I talked to him the other day on the phone. He said, "So I know you going out and get a new suit, you know." And Rhonda asked me, you know, I'll take that back. Pete asked me, you know, if I was getting a new suit, and I didn't cut my hair, I didn't shave, I didn't buy a new suit. Because as a staff, we've just been approaching this as if it's no other way. We don't have, this is the only thing we know how to do is continue to prepare the guys for the future. And with that future held, we didn't know, but we just kept grinding. And the guys kept complaining about being on the floor at 7 a.m. But we're chasing something. We're chasing something that you have to pay a lot to obtain. Some days it's going to hurt. But if you're willing to make the sacrifice and willing to give your all and commit to one common goal, there's no telling what can be achieved. One who probably deserves all the credit in the world is probably the coach you'll never see. And, you know, she puts up with a lot. I'm not an easy person to get along with. I get accused sometimes of lollygagging because I come home at 11, 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. But she holds it together. She thinks she knows everything about the game, but to be honest with you, she doesn't have a clue. But I'm thankful that I have that kind of support, because wouldn't be able to get it done without her. And you know, she's an Aries, so they think they know everything, and they never know when to shut up. But trust me, the good outweighs the bad. I'm looking at Mike. I'm looking at Chris. I'm looking at Sean. I remember Sean. We were in the dorms, High Rise South, and he got chased with an iron. I'm not going to tell why, but you know, it's just crazy. All the stories, all the people that I came and encountered with has allowed me to stand before you today. And if I can do nothing else but just say thank you, that's really all I want to do. And I just want to commit in this position to just serve somebody. 15 years ago, Keith Weigout would come in the gym and rebound and for me and stutter a little bit and most people really didn't get what he was giving. He was just trying to make myself mentally tougher. Some 15 years later, he's still doing the same thing. Keep telling everybody I had the opportunity to play for Dan Daugherty, Fran Dunphy, Larry Brown, and a guy by the name of Dusko Ivanovic, who's a big-time European coach. And if you cannot learn anything from being in the company of those four guys, then you don't deserve to be playing the game. And I just wanted to take a little bit of from each one of those guys and implement it in my own style. As my oldest daughter would say, you know, I'm the black Italian because I like to wear my suits tight. But I just want to implement it in my own style, and as a staff, just go forward and try to put the product out there that every one of you would be proud of. And guys playing the right way, playing hard, playing for one another, enjoying their experience, having fun, and really just, you know, sharing in their success with the entire Penn community. Because it's not about us. It's not about us. We were in Nashville, Tennessee, in a taxi one day. It was about eight of us in a taxi. Believe it or not, we all fit. All right, maybe it was six. And a guy who I looked up to, his brother, I'm not going to say any names, but he's here and he knows what I'm talking about, came down to Nashville, the entire family. I thought the Chambers family was probably the biggest family in the world, as they traveled in lumps. But we were in a taxi and we were harassing the taxi driver. Can't say what we said, but I'm bringing that story up to say this. I ran across a lot of people at this university since 1991 to the present day. And it's always been about family. It's always been about family. And I just hope someday that the group that Mike, John, Vince, and I are responsible for will be viewed as part of the family. And Mr. Green, I hope when I get to be your age, I look as good as you. It's Mr. Mather, Mr. Janetta, Mr. Loomis, Mr. Thompson, Mr. Rockwell, Mr. Decker, even I know that's your first name, Mr. Bilski. Mark, Maddie, Mr. Bergman. Now that it's official, when you hug me, could you just hug my back and not my head? I've been waiting a long time to say that. Perry Bromwell, Phil Samco. I see my dad sitting up there. He's Irish and Italian, though. But that's a different story. My sister. John, it's official now. I don't have to steal when I come in the equipment room anymore. All right? Okay. If I'm missing somebody, it's not maliciously. And I'm appreciative of the opportunity. And as my mom would say, yeah, boy, we did it. But on behalf of my wife, my four kids, Jerome, Taylor, Jordan, and Roman, I just want to thank Steve, Mary, and Alana, the entire athletic department for this opportunity. And that's it. You couldn't imagine how I feel right now because I keep saying, I feel like I'm living a dream. And I'm going to keep coming to work every day in that same mindset because it's going to allow me to stay humble hungry, aggressive, and appreciative. The last thing I'm gonna say before I walk off this stand is two things I'm gonna say. One is I had four cousins when I attended this university, and they all played a hand in helping me become a better player. From Sam Allen, Terry Johnson, Frederick Allen, and Antoine Deloach. And they terrorized this campus. I probably should have got kicked out of school for some of the things that they did, but I really wanted to say that I'm just so happy and appreciative for everything that you guys did, from the fights at the Kappa House to rebounding at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning. And Steve, thank you again. I appreciate it. And we will get it done. We will get it done.